Great morning, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of Thank God for Monday. I'm Brother Greg Cellini of the Franciscan Brothers of Brooklyn and the Office of Mission, Ministry, and Interfaith Dialogue at St. Francis College in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. My great pleasure to be back again with you today. The purpose of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to inspire you, our audience, to take personal responsibility for your professional satisfaction. We want to provide you hope, healing, and peace in these unprecedented, turbulent, uncertain times. Motivate you to search deep inside yourself in the quest for fulfillment. Listeners, it's really up to you as how to utilize the information we provide today, take full accountability for the decisions you make, and a resulting outcome. Now, one of the goals of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to introduce role models of people who have taken very bold steps in their work lives. This is a very special time in our workplace and world when taking personal responsibility has never been more critical. And as such, we are honored today to have with us a very, very special guest. Her name is Juliet Hall. Juliet is the principal of Juliet Hall, Inc., a boutique leadership consulting agency based in Atlanta, Georgia. Juliet has been recognized by several organizations as a top Black woman of influence. She is also the author of the timely book, Own Your Opportunities: A Story of Self-Discovery and Self-Determination. Great morning and welcome to Thank God for Monday, Juliet.
Thank you, Greg. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, the honor is all ours. Kindly share with the listeners and me from what city and state you're speaking from this morning.
I am from Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow. You've just made this host and a lot of listeners very, very jealous. Most beautiful places of the world, that's for sure. Sadly, Juliet, we've only got 30 minutes. We could spend hours talking about you, talking about this amazing book you've written. We're now just going to jump right into the deep end of the pool. Why did you write this great book, Own Your Opportunities?
I wanted to write a book where I could lay my life out to professional men and women who are at an impasse to let them know what's possible when they bet on themselves. And I like how you started the broadcast about this show is about hope and it's about taking personal responsibility because that's really what Own Your Opportunities is about. It's about the human responsibility that we all have to maximize ourselves. And so I wrote the book to provide a source of inspiration and to be an example that you can live a fulfilling life, a life of purpose, a life of meaning, a life of love when you tap into your own human potential and you maximize that.
It's so ironic because as soon as I saw this book was out, Own Your Opportunities, A Story of Self-Discovery and Self-Determination, I said, this aligns perfectly with what Thank God for Monday is all about. We've got to get Juliet Hall on this show. And thank God we've been able to do that thanks to you today. Our listeners and I, we love stories. Tell us, please, Juliet, tell us about your background and your phenomenal story, please.
Wow, it's a rich story. I'll just give you the Cliff Notes version, but I'm actually originally from Columbia, South Carolina, born and raised there. And when I graduated from high school, I actually wanted to get as far away from home as I possibly could. And that's another story for another day. But I landed at Spelman College in Atlanta, Georgia. And I had a wonderful time at Spelman, probably had way too much fun. So for all of you college students out there, please listen to this particular story. I had so much fun that I got distracted. And when it was time for me to graduate, I didn't have a plan. I didn't go back to grad school right away. I knew I wasn't going to go home to South Carolina. So I needed a job. And I ended up, because I didn't have a plan, I ended up just taking the only company that would offer me an opportunity. And it was with the bank. And so my corporate career actually started in the banking industry. I was there for 3.5 years, and then I decided that wasn't for me. And I made a pivot to work for another organization, which I was there for 17 years. So I was in the corporate system for a total of 20 years. And my background is in corporate America, in franchise operations, in banking operations, and storytelling. And I decided that I wanted to pursue my own dream, which I love to write. I love to speak. I love to tell stories. I am a storyteller. I think I've always been. And but I just knew that there was a more for my life. I mean, the long and short of it was that I knew that God had meant something more for me. And
Wow.
while I had a wonderful corporate career, now it did have highs and lows, and there were moments of corporate trauma, and other types of adversity that I had to learn and grow from. But once I had evolved to a point where I just believed that I could be more than the sandbox in which I was leading, I knew that I could do more. Then at that point, that's when I really had to dig deep and tap into my faith and own my opportunities. And so that's really where I am now, is I'm living a life of faith, I'm living a life of purpose, and I'm doing what I love to do every day.
It's so amazing how you built your career. You've taken personal responsibility so wonderfully, and you've earned the great achievements that you have, certainly. And let's talk about faith, if that's okay. Many people love to come on, thank God for Monday, because here we love to talk about God and talk about faith. Has your faith in God, it sounds like it has impacted your attitude and career success. If so, how? Juliet, please peel the onion for us.
Well, my faith is everything at the core of who I am. I know who my true father is, and I know who my source is. And so, while I was raised in the church, I was in the South. I was raised in the Baptist church.
Wow.
And so I was raised in a church home, if you will. I grew up with a religious base of faith and God, but it really wasn't until my adult years and really, through the latter years of corporate America, where I really had to put that faith to the test. And I had to I was confronted with many situations where I ask myself, okay, God, if you're there, tell me your plan and your purpose for my life, because I know it's got to be bigger and greater than what I could have ever imagined or achieved on my own. And I want your plan, I want your purpose. And, I had to get to a place of surrender and yield. And that, so yeah, so faith, I think when you hit rock bottom in any part of your life, and it doesn't necessarily have to be professional, it could be personal, but whenever you're at a place where you are challenged, and you're challenged at your core, and you're faced with the choice of, are you going to step out on what you believe? And I was at that place at some point in my corporate career, and it was my faith that guided me. It was my faith that led me to just say, okay, I'm going to trust, I'm going to believe God. Either you are who you say you are, or you're not. And so I'm putting you to the
Wow, well,
test too.
that is unbelievable. One of the reasons I love this book so much, and I thank God for Monday listener, I'm a terrible reader. This book is so captivating. You don't want to put it down. And the stories, Juliet, you reveal in this book are just incredible. Is there one story, maybe this morning, briefly, you'd like to share with the listeners that give them an example of what you experienced during this corporate time?
I think that the pivotal moment for me with Own Your Opportunities occurs in chapter 5, I believe, where I take a trip to Zambia. It's my first international trip, and I actually take it as part of a leadership mission trip connected to the philanthropic arm of the corporation that I was a part of. And it really impacted me on such a deep level that it really changed my outlook on life. And the reason is because I think anytime you step outside of your comfort zone, you step outside of normalcy, and you are placed in a territory that is completely unfamiliar to you, that is completely below the standard of living in which you live. It
Wow.
really has a way of making you appreciate what you have. And when I went to Zambia, I went there to teach, but I became the student, and I learned from
Oh,
people
wow.
who had less. Really, I learned from people where all they had was their faith. And it taught me a lesson that here in American culture, we get so consumed by busyness. We become numb. Due to our busy culture, and with all the abundance that we have, that we become we don't appreciate everything. We're not as grateful, and it really clouds and numbs us. It clouds our judgment. It clouds just our views. And so that story in chapter 5, going to Zambia, all I know is that it exposed me to a way of life that shifted my way of thinking. It shifted my view of the world. It shifted my view of my purpose in this life. And when I came back to America, I was so sober, if you will, and grounded, and I was reminded that to whom much is given, much is required. And that
Wow.
was that that so that trip really helped me to grow spiritually, and it helped me to evolve even more into the type of leader that I wanted to be.
Oh, thank God you had that trip, that's for sure. Now, you are known, Juliet, for a lot of amazing things. One of the things that you're known for is you have tremendous advice for Black females and women in general. Would you like to share a little bit of that advice with us this morning, please?
Well, I think the advice that I would give to Black women such as myself would really be advice that would benefit anybody. And I guess that advice would be to pursue your own path of self-discovery, because at the genesis of self-discovery, or at the genesis of leadership, really is self-discovery. I think the best leaders, the best servant leaders that we have, are men and women who know themselves. They know what they're good at. They know what makes them angry. They know that they have a heart to serve. And I think that advice that I would give to Black women, white women, Asian women, Hispanic, just women and men is, just remember. Just remember who created you. Remember that you are a divine being, and you're made in the image of in the nature of God. And what that means is that you have creative power. It means that you have free will. And whenever you get to a place in life where I guess you are confused or need encouragement, just go back to your source, because that's really where it starts. That's where it starts. So now I can give specific advice if you have a more specific question to that, but I do think that I, I wrote Own Your Opportunities because in this world, we are conditioned to live according to a certain track where you grow up, you get an education, get your degree, get a job, get married, have kids, and die. I mean, it's a
Wow.
track, but we're never really taught to self-actualize. We're never really taught to tap into the gifts, our God-given gifts that make us unique, that really give us even more identity than our name or our gender, right? Or our race. But it's what God put inside of us that it's up to us to develop and to refine and to deploy into the world. And but you can't get to that place if you don't know yourself. And if, it's impossible to truly know who you are if you don't know who created you. So I think that's a jumbled up answer to your question.
It's a great answer, certainly. And your advice is so unique, much different found than in other, certainly, leadership and career books. So thank you for sharing this wonderful, unique perspective today with us, Juliet. Now, there are sometimes, on Thank God for Monday, questions I don't like to ask, but I have to ask. And this is one of those because sadly, I feel Black individuals are really exhausted from working in cultures that don't appreciate, recognize, or promote their talent. I don't know if you agree with this, number one. And secondly, how can Black individuals voice their exhaustion from this? Juliet, help us out, please.
There are many there. I certainly don't, I can't say that I speak for every single Black person, but I can speak for definitely myself, and I know I can speak for many. And there are moments of exhaustion. In fact, I speak about that in my book where I felt like in my career I was just trapped, to be honest. And I didn't feel like I could really spread my wings to the extent that I wanted to add value to the corporation that I was a part of. And I think a lot of individuals feel that way, regardless of what color you are, by the way. But since we're speaking in terms of Black women,
Sure.
particularly, yes, there are many moments of exhaustion. I think, in fact, that's why Black women are they more Black women in terms of percentages are leaving corporate America to start their own companies or to become self-employed because
Wow.
they're fed up and they're tired. And I'm one of those women. I'm a part of that.
Yes.
But here's what I would say. Here's the advice to that.
Please.
Is I believe, and this is, it goes back to self-discovery and it goes back into tapping into your gifts. I believe, and this is actually scriptural, that it's your gifts that make room for you. And when you, it's your gifts that make room for you, and it ushers you into the presence of important people. And so many people exist in corporate America, but they're not living in terms of operating in their gifts. I felt my most energized even when I was in, I didn't necessarily care for the people I was working around. I mean, I most for most most part most of the time I love working with different people, but there will always be one or two bad apples, I'll just say.
Sure.
Maybe I was a bad apple too. I don't want to just put it on other people, but people come and people go. It's the work that you really do have to love. And I found in my experience that when I was in a space where I utilized my giftings at 100% and not 10%, that's where I felt energized. That's where I felt strong. That's where I felt my most attractive, where people saw me and they appreciated me and they recognized me. So I think the antidote is find and operate or develop your area of gifting. Camp out in that space. Hopefully you can get to a place, if you choose the corporate track, where your career will meet your call. At one point it did for me, you know, where, and that, and once I got to that place, that was, you know, the point where I was like, I can really do this.
Wow.
So that's what I would encourage Black women, is that those of you who are exhausted, make sure that you are in a space where you are actually doing what you love to do, because that's where you're going to get that high. And if you're not in that space, you need to find that space. You need to make the right pivot. You need, and again, go back to self-discovery. If you don't know what you're good at, then you need to figure that out. I mean, it's inside of you, but this is where your faith also comes into play too. You know, you have to go to your source. You've got to go back to the days of your youth. You've got to remember what it is that you enjoy doing that made you feel so free, that made you feel like it was a natural extension of who you are, and develop that.
Oh, that's so, so beautiful advice, no doubt about it, and very timely advice. You have been described by a couple of adjectives, and just these past few minutes, I couldn't agree more. Adjectives like classy, elegant. Juliet, how do you stay classy and elegant in a frenzied, cutthroat business world? What's your secret to this, please?
Well, I don't know that I have a secret. I think some of it has to do with just good old fashioned home training, you know? So I would have to attribute that to my parents. But also, you know, in this world, we all have a choice on how we want to show up. And I make that choice every day, how I want to show up. What is my level? See, I define that level for myself. Nobody defines that for me.
Oh, wow.
And so it doesn't matter what situation I'm in. I decide how I show up in that situation. And I always want to show up in a way that represents my Father in heaven, that represents my family, and that represents me, the type of woman that I know I am, that reflects the value that I have.
Oh, that is so amazing. No doubt about that. We're going to, at the end of the show, tell listeners how to obtain this great book, Own Your Opportunities. What do you consider the biggest takeaway from Own Your Opportunities?
I think the biggest takeaway is you can do it. Yes, you can, right? Like the name, the title alone, Own Your Opportunities. It means that the choice is yours. It implies that you have everything that you need, you know, to be successful. It denotes that success is inside of you, and it's up to you. It's up to you what you want to do with it. It's up to you to take your own human responsibility to own that, to not leave it in the hands of others, because you cannot have a dependency or be so dependent on other people for your success. You have to build that for yourself. You have to grow that. So you can't, you know, the answer is not in the government to help you out. The answer, even in the church, you know, I would even say the church is there as a guide. You have great spiritual mentors and opportunities to learn and to understand the blueprint for how to live life, but the choice is yours to live it. And also, since this is a show where I can be spiritual, you know, and use the spiritual language,
please.
You know, faith without works is dead.
Oh.
And you can have all the faith in the world, but don't let your faith make you lazy. You've got to pair that faith. You really demonstrate the faith through your works. So So own your opportunities. The choice is yours. The responsibility is yours. It's up to you. It's up to you.
Wow, what great advice. And how amazing. St. James, I believe it's almost 2,000 years ago, said, faith without works is dead. And you have just brought that back to 2023 so beautifully. Sorry to say, Juliet, we could talk all day. We've only got about 6 minutes, but I've got some really still important questions to ask you. College graduations for the most part, 2023 class, have taken place, but naturally, students are out there looking for work. Do you have a piece of advice, one piece of advice maybe for the class of 2023 college students?
I would encourage you to get as much experience and exposure as you can. Experience and exposure. Earlier in this interview, you asked me about, a story that was pivotal to me, and it was that trip to Zambia. It was the exposure of going to a place that stretched me. That helped me to learn more about myself and to understand my purpose in life. It didn't happen overnight for me, right? I didn't even take that trip to Zambia until I was in my 30s.
Wow.
So for you young college students out there, just realize that for some of you, your path is very linear. You know what you want to do. My sister's an example of that. Like, she always knew she wanted to be a doctor when she was 8 years old,
Oh
and
my goodness.
she went the path, right? She majored in biology, pre-med, she's a doctor. Like, she always knew. For
Wow.
me, I took a meandering path, right? So
That makes two of us.
it's okay. It's okay if you don't know what you want to do right now and you take that meandering path, because through experience and exposure, and if you're diligent and committed to your own growth, you will eventually land where you're supposed to be. So, that's the beautiful thing about life, is that you can always be restored back to purpose. It doesn't matter how many mistakes you make. Thank God. All right, thank God for Monday. Thank God that no matter how many mistakes I make in life, that God will always restore me back to purpose. So that's what I
Wow.
would tell the young students or
That is so awesome.
graduates.
The next question I have, you could talk for hours on it, but we only have about another minute or two. But if you want to touch upon, you enjoy cardio, boxing, and playing tennis. How important is this exercise? How important is self-care, Juliet?
Oh my gosh, I would go crazy if I did not if I didn't exercise, if I weren't active, but it's very important to me. Generally speaking, I try to exercise 4 to 5 days a week, sometimes more,
Wow.
sometimes less. I do enjoy cardio boxing. It's a great stress reliever to punch the bags. So that's fun. But my real love is tennis. In fact, I'll be playing tennis today after this interview. So I'm on the tennis courts generally about 3 days a week, sometimes
Oh,
more than that.
terrific.
But the exercise, it's important to keep your body healthy, to own your opportunities with your health, because health is wealth. You won't really get far in life if you're not healthy. And you want to be in the most attractive state that you can be. Not just for yourself, but again, just because I find that the more active I am, the more pleasant my mood is, and that's all a part of being attractive too, right? And you want people to engage with you. You want to be able to connect with people, and having a healthy body generally leads to a healthy state of mind. And you pair that with a healthy spirit, and
That's the
sky's
whole package.
the
Absolutely, no doubt about it. We've saved the most important question for last. From where can our loyal listeners purchase Own Your Opportunities? How can they best follow you, please, Juliet?
Yeah, so you can purchase the book online anywhere books are sold. So most people order from Amazon. You can do that, Barnes and Noble, Books a Million, Target, etc. If you're in the Atlanta area, which I don't think y'all are, but if you ever come to the Atlanta, Hotlanta, as we like to call it down here, it's also in the Barnes and Noble bookstores there
Nice.
in Atlanta. But online is your best bet. You can also follow me on Instagram at juliet.hall. I'm very active there. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. I'm on YouTube. So if you enjoy my messages or in this interview, you can certainly hear more of me on my YouTube channel. And then, of course, I have a website, which is www.juliethall.com. And make sure you spell Juliet the way you spell Romeo and Juliet. Okay. One E, one T. Okay.
Beautiful. And Juliet, Juliet, last name Hall, Hall.
Yes.
Listeners, no excuse. This book is all over the place, literally. We've had a great Franciscan with us this morning. She could have held on to the good. She didn't have to write this great book. She wrote this book. She came on Thank God for Monday, spent the last 30 minutes with us. Now it's your turn. Get out there and buy a copy. One copy for you, one copy at least for someone else. Buy multiple copies. Share the good, just like Juliet Hall has done with us today. Juliet, we can't thank you enough for coming on Thank God for Monday and gracing our airwaves today. We've been very, very inspired. We've got to own our opportunities as we move forward through July here and into the second half of 2023 and beyond. Continued joy and great contribution in all this fabulous work that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Listeners, guess what? Once again, we're out of time. Greg's saying our hope and prayer is that when you wake up on Monday morning, just like Juliet Hall does, you'll say, thank God for Monday. Until next week's episode, have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.